Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys today on this Tuesday. A lot to dive into. We're pretty much talking everything. We're talking Major League Baseball. We're talking the Devers trade. Mark Willard standing by, going to get his thoughts on that. We're talking NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals. We got the Travelers Championship on the PGA Tour on Thursday, another elevated event. We're diving in to a whole bunch. We got Nick Kenyon joining us later on in the show as well. You guys know the deal. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear all your bets, all your questions that you have for us. Send them in to us at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X as well. We'll get to your questions over the next 30 minutes throughout the show. And if you guys miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go to the Glasser guest line, though. Kick things off as Glass is in session. We go to Mark Willard. Give Mark a follow on X at @Mark_T_Willard. Make sure you guys check out Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game, 2 to 6 p.m. Pacific time, weekdays Monday through Friday. Mark, great having you on, man. Once this Devers trade broke, knew I had to get your thoughts on everything going down. What was your level of shock when you heard the news, right? 1, like you weren't that surprised. 10, like Luka going to the Lakers, level of shock. Scale 1 to 10, if you could put a number on it.
Yeah, PJ, great to be on with you. It's funny you mentioned the Luka thing because it was the first thing that popped into my mind where I'm like, this is kind of like the MLB lightweight version of Luka. So if Luka's a 10, I don't know, I'm going to put this at like at least a 7. Okay. And the only reason I wouldn't say 8 or 9 is because somebody with the Giants, and I think that this person was just kind of daydreaming, but about 5 weeks ago when all of this stuff started happening in Boston with Devers and the team not quite seeing eye to eye, this person said to me, you know, I'm telling Buster, call Boston and go get Devers. Like, this team needs another hitter. But it was like a conversation over coffee where, like, I'm like, right, yeah, that'd be wonderful. But the idea had at least been planted, so I guess maybe I'll knock it down from an 8 or a 9, but it was a surprise, yes.
Yeah, and a great pickup, no doubt. Still one of the better hitters in baseball. And then, Mark, now the conversation becomes, of course, where are the Giants going to play him? What are they going to do with him? How do you kind of see that taking place? You think he's still majority going to be a DH? They play him some at third, at first base. How do you kind of think that takes place?
No, I really think Rafi Devers is going to eventually be their first baseman. I think that's how the Giants are going to play this. Now, Matt Chapman is hurt, so there may be an opening. We're all waiting for that lineup tonight to see where they put him. I would guess maybe he'll play third base because Matt Chapman is out. And, in fact, his backup, Casey Schmidt, fouled one off his foot the other night in L.A., and he had to leave the game. Don't know his status. So I think third base is the favorite for now, for a couple of weeks. But after that, I think they've got him to be their first baseman. That is a position of need for the Giants. Plus, Wilmer Flores, as unsexy as he is, has been a very productive batter for the Giants and has been their DH and his knee is not great. They don't want him in the field. So he can play first base, but I don't think they want him doing that. So there might be some mixing and some matching, I would be sure, but I primarily think he's going to be their first baseman.
Mark, we talked before the season, just previewing the Giants, and you thought they could surprise some people. You liked them to go over their win total, thought they could make the playoffs, and so far, I mean, it's looking like they're going to do just that. But this Devers move, do you think it takes them over the top? Like, do they challenge the Dodgers to win the division? Do they challenge some of the top teams in the National League, or do you feel like they're quite not there just yet?
No, I think they challenge them. I think they're scary now because, you know, as you know, the Mets and the Giants have the best pitching staffs in the NL, and the Dodgers do not. A lot of it is because so many of their guys are hurt, but that's just the fact. Their guys are hurt, and I don't really know when a lot of them are coming back. And, you know, maybe Shohei will start pitching. He had his first toe in the water last night, and so we'll see where all of that goes. But the Giants are now definitely scary because I think they're built for the postseason with their pitching staff. And now they can really put together a credible, you know, top five or six in their lineup. They're still not the Dodger lineup. They still might not even be the Padre lineup, but they're right there. They're right there. So I still wouldn't favor them in the division, but I definitely think they're a playoff team, and they are scary. The Dodgers are going to have to play well to hold them off.
We're talking with Mark Willard here on Send It In, 95.7 The Game, host of Willard and Dibs. Mark, do you see the Giants making any more moves, right? Every year in baseball, it feels like we get a team that really gets aggressive, makes multiple moves. This was obviously a big one getting Devers, but do you think they continue to add here before the trade deadline?
I think they might tweak and twist and whatnot. Like, they'll be prepared for it. Obviously, we've still got like 6 weeks to go. To, you know, where they can gather information. So some of it depends on where they are in the standings. And I think also if there are other injuries that take place. Like, the one thing that happened a little bit in this trade is their starting rotation lost a little bit of depth in sending out Kyle Harrison. Justin Verlander is healthy and ready to get back into the rotation. So that's how they'll fill that need for now. But if there's another injury, I could see the Giants wanting to, you know, maybe add some more starting depth, maybe get another left-hander in the bullpen, what have you. Maybe some more depth in terms of, like, you know, an outfield bat or whatnot. Like, I could see smaller moves being made. I don't see any more huge aggressive needs that the Giants have right now. As I said, their staff is great. Their lineup is set. They don't have any glaring holes right now.
Outside of the Dodgers, Mark, who's the team that you think's the biggest threat in the National League to San Francisco outside of L.A.?
Yeah, no doubt it's the Mets, and it's because of what I said earlier, which with regard to their pitching staff. They are the other pitching staff I think that Giants fans watch and go, okay, that's not a team that you want to see in the postseason. Again, I know that offense plays for a lot of fun during the regular season. It might even help you a little bit more in the regular season, but when you get into those playoffs, to me, the Mets and the Giants right now are the two pitching staffs that you don't want to face.
And one guy who's been unbelievable for the Giants this year is Robbie Ray. He's 20-1, Mark, at BetMGM to win the Cy Young. And Skeens was the heavy favorite coming into the year. Even though the Pirates never get him run support and he can't get any wins, the ERA is fantastic. He's got the strikeout numbers as well. But, like, if the Giants keep winning games, if they threaten the Dodgers in the division and Ray keeps pitching like he is, I mean, do you see a path for him to win NL Cy Young?
There's a path, but I can see why the numbers are the way they are. Like, we just don't value wins the way we used to, and that's the big number that really stands out for Robbie is his win-loss record is just stunning. The Giants seem to win almost every time he pitches, even when he doesn't pitch that great. So he's definitely going to be an all-star, so therefore there's a path to it. But the two things are, as you said, there are guys out there with better ERAs, and quite frankly, I think he's not even viewed as the ace of his own staff. Even though his record is better, Logan Webb is still the one. And I think that stuff like that matters when it comes to Cy Young voting.
Yeah, it's a hell of a 1-2 punch. Logan Webb, 25-1 at BetMGM to win the Cy Young. Always great having Mark Willard on. Send It In. Give Mark a follow on X at @Mark_T_Willard. Make sure you guys check out Dillard and Webb, Dibs and Willard, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco, 2 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. Mark, always great having you on, man. Enjoy the rest of the Giants season. We'll catch you up again soon.
Will do, PJ, anytime. And that's the nickname we give ourselves on the show anyway, so that worked out fine.
Wibbs and Dillard. Love it. Thanks, Mark. All right, guys, let's look at today's MLB slate. We got everybody in action in Major League Baseball, Phillies and Marlins. Marlins let us down yesterday, obviously. That was a weird line, minus 110 each way. Phillies end up getting the win. I'm not touching that game again today. Got Lizardo on the mound for Philadelphia. He's been very good going up against Cal Quantrill. I'm going to pass there. Pirates and Tigers, give me the under in this matchup, under 8. Weird that the Tigers are short of minus 200, that they're only minus 190. Casey Mize going up against Bailey Falter. Obviously, we know the Tigers have a terrific pitching staff. Pirates lineup can't hit anything. So I like under 8 runs in this game, Tigers and Pirates. Rockies and Nationals, man, the Nats have lost 9 in a row. They blow a ninth inning save from Brandon Finnegan yesterday, lose 6-4 to the Rockies. Now they're minus 200 on the money line today. I don't know how there's any way you can lay a minus 200 with the Nationals, even going up against the Rockies. I would only look at Rockies +1.5 today on the run line. Maybe look at getting the Rockies live at some point. Sanzatella's on the mound for Colorado, and he's been awful this year. But the Nats are really struggling. Losers, again, of 9 straight. So it would be Rockies +1.5 or pass for me today. Angels and Yankees in the Bronx. The under was the play yesterday that we had on the show. Yanks minus 250 today going up against Kyle Hendricks. Will Warren on the bump for the Yanks. I would look at the Yanks on the run line today, -1.5 and -120. I think their lineup going up against Kyle Hendricks is exactly what they need. Their lineup's really sputtering right now. They've scored 3 runs or fewer in their last 5 games, but going up against Hendricks, I think, is what they need. So give me the Yanks on the run line today against the Angels. D-backs and Blue Jays in Toronto. Brandon Fad going up against Chris Bassitt. Toronto a minus 120 favorite. The total in the game is 9 runs, and I'm going over because when Brandon Fad pitches, that usually means it's going to be a high-scoring game. The last 5 games in which Fad has pitched for the D-backs, these have been the scores. 10-3, 11-10, 11-7, 4-3, and 9-5. So there was only that one game, 4-3. Every other game, you had double digits combined. His ERA is over 5 this season, but he has a 7-4 record. So even though he hasn't been pitching all that great, D-backs are getting him a lot of run support. The Blue Jays are doing the same for Bassitt, so I like over 9 in Arizona and Toronto. We got the Twins and the Reds tonight in Cincinnati. How great has Andrew Abbott been this season for the Reds? One of the best stories, one of the best kept secrets in all of baseball this year. He's 6-1 with a 1.87 ERA. We're only getting him at minus 120 today against Minnesota. I remember when he was on the mound last time, we took Cleveland. They lost 1-0. Abbott had a complete game shutout. He's been unreal this season, going up against a Twins team in an AL lineup that really doesn't see him all that much. I think that's advantage Abbott, advantage Cincy. I'll take the Reds minus 120 on the money line. Mets and Braves in Atlanta. You got Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound going up against David Peterson. Really good pitching matchup. Both of these guys have an ERA sub 3.5, and I'm taking the under in this one. Peterson's got an ERA 2.49, Schwellenbach at 3.11. So let's go under 8.5 in Mets and Braves. O's and Rays today in Tampa. You got Dean Kramer on the mound against Zach Littell. I'm fading the O's. Kramer's awful. The Rays are obviously playing in that spring training park there at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, and the ball just carries. You really don't have to hit it a long way if you're hitting it to right field or left field to leave the yard. Kramer has struggled mightily at times this season, so I would look to fade the O's today. Rays money line. Also look at their team total over as well. Cardinals and White Sox in Chicago. I'm taking the under in this game today, under 8.5. We got Shane Smith on the mound for the White Sox, who has been really good so far for Chicago this season. He's got an ERA of 2.37 and a record of 3.3. It's been really good. We know the White Sox, they can develop pitching, and they have good prospects just about every other year. Looks like Smith's the next guy up and coming, so I'll go under 8.5 in Cardinals and White Sox. Royals and Rangers in Texas tonight. Seth Lugo against Jack Leiter. Don't look now, but here come the Texas Rangers. They're playing good baseball. I'm not going to do anything in this game, even though the Rangers are playing well. Seth Lugo's really been pitching good the last couple years for Kansas City, so I'm going to pass on that game. Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. You got Chad Patrick going up against Ben Brown. The Cubs are minus 150 on the money line. I'm going over 9 in this game. Brown's got a 5.71 ERA this season. Cubs lineup coming off the day off they got yesterday. Give me Chicago and Brewers over 9. Red Sox and Mariners with a total of 7.5. Last night, Red Sox went 2-0. Their pitching has been fantastic as of late. You got Walker Buehler going for them tonight. Brian Wu going for Seattle. Obviously, Seattle, one of the best pitcher's parks in baseball. I'm taking the under 7.5. Guardians and Giants with Robbie Ray on the mound, who we were talking about with Mark Willard. How good's Ray been this season? 8-1 with a 2.50 ERA. When he pitches at home, he's 4-0 with a 2-flat ERA. Give me Giants money line, minus 160 against the Guardians. Astros and A's tonight in Sacramento. The A's are minus 102. They're slight underdogs to the Astros. The total in the game is 11. J.P. Sears is going for the Athletics. Houston has not decided yet what they are going to do. 3-1 game last night between these two teams. J.P. Sears had some decent history against Houston. I'd look at another under 11 in that game today. And then Padres and Dodgers in L.A. Dodgers haven't even announced a pitcher yet, while Randy Vasquez is going for San Diego. And the Dodgers are minus 220 favorites, and they're -1.5, minus 110 on the run line. I'd look at the Dodgers, lay the run line with them tonight against the Padres. All right. Let's look at a little playoff page on Send It In. We got Game 6 of the NBA Finals upcoming and Game 6 tonight of the Stanley Cup Final. We'll start with Game 6 of the NBA playoffs. Thunder, 4.5-point favorites right now. The total is at 224.5. We hit our OKC team total over last night, but I'm fading them in Game 6. I'm going to be on Indiana on the money line at plus 155. These two teams, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. We've been talking about it for a majority of these series. Both of these teams have just looked completely different when they're away from home, especially Oklahoma City, who have only covered one game against the spread so far on the road in this postseason, and it was in Game 4 with one of the most miracle covers you're ever going to see. I'm still trying to figure out how they covered that 6 against Indiana in Game 4. But they just look totally different, and their offense looks totally different on the road. Obviously, their defense is so great that when they have the home crowd behind them, when they're playing in OKC, it feeds into their offense. Jalen Williams was awesome last night. Lou Dort was really good as well. Their offense just isn't going to be that on the road when they play in Indiana. I think this series is going 7. I think this series is going to be the same as it was against Denver. When OKC was down 2-1 going into Game 4, they win that Game 4, and then the home team wins the remaining 3 games. I think that's where we're headed. So give me Indiana money line at plus 155, and give me Jalen Williams under 24.5 points, the highest it's been all postseason, and the highest it's been, obviously, in this series. And it makes sense. Coming off a 40-point performance, he looked great. But again, they're going to be on the road. And this is a sell high right here on Jalen Williams, having arguably his best game as a pro, considering the stakes. He was terrific last night. I'm taking under 24.5 points, though, for Jalen Williams, and I like the Pacers on the money line. As for tonight, Stanley Cup Final, Game 6, I'm on the Oilers. I'm on the Oilers money line plus 130. I'm on the Oilers to win the series plus 280. I like Connor McDavid to score a goal at plus 140. And I like Stort Skinner over 25.5 saves as well at minus 120. If you like the Oilers tonight, I think you have to like Stort Skinner over saves at 25.5. Florida has a chance, obviously, to win the cup tonight. They're at home, and the Oilers have a real problem, a dilemma at goalie. They don't know whether to go with Skinner or Pickard right now. Both guys are really struggling. Skinner's going to start the game, and obviously he's going to get every opportunity to try and be in there for Game 6 and play his best and do his job for the Oilers. But if he struggles, that means that Florida is probably scoring goals and that they're probably going to win the game. So if you like Edmonton tonight on the road, you know Florida is going to treat this as their Game 7 because they don't want to make the 7.5-hour, 8-hour flight back to Edmonton and play a Game 7 on the road. They want to get the job done tonight at home. I think they're going to generate a lot of chances, and this is going to be the Stort Skinner legacy game tonight. If the Oilers win, it's going to be because Stort Skinner stands on his head. It's because he's making big-time save after big-time save. So I like Skinner over 25.5 saves in this one. I also like Connor McDavid to score a goal. Obviously, Dreisaitl's been the guy for most of this series, but I think McDavid at plus 140, that's a good price for him. And look, from the start, I said Oilers in seven. I think it's McDavid's year. He scored the game winner in four nations. We had that stat before the Cup started of Gretzky and Crosby both getting their first Cups in the rematch against the team that they lost to when they were trying to get their first championship. So I still think the Oilers are going to win. I like plus 280 to win the series, and I like them tonight at plus 130 as well. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's a Stanley Cup Finals Boost token. You can stay on the power play with a Stanley Cup Finals Odds Boost token. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning bet. All right, let's check in now with our guy Nick Kenyon. It is a Tee It Up Tuesday. And a week after the U.S. Open, or a couple days after the U.S. Open, I should say, we have another elevated event on the calendar with the Travelers Championship. Always a good one. Make sure you guys are following Nick on X, at Nick Kenyon, senior writer for BetMGM. So, Nick, let's break it down. Much different venue this week, going from Oakmont to TPC River Highlands. What can you tell us about that course?
Much different venue. And hi, PJ. Good to be with you as always. Look, it's one of the shortest courses on the PGA Tour. There are not a lot of defenses to this modern tour pro. You have seen that translate to very high winning scores recently, well above 20 under par at TPC River Highlands. So what you're really looking for is guys who are hot with the putter, can make a lot of birdies, and are really good with their wedges. A bunch of approaches are going to come from about 100 to 175 yards this week. Traditionally, they come from 175 and beyond at the average tour course. So you're looking for guys who can maybe get streaky with the putter and have really good wedges in hand. If you look at the history here, winners at TPC River Highlands gain about 1.4 strokes per round with the putter. For reference, guys who finish in the top 20 are gaining about 0.7 strokes per round. So really putting an emphasis on putting, making a lot of birdies here at TPC River Highlands.
All right, very good. So with all that being said, Nick, who are some guys that you're looking at this week at the Travelers?
I'll buy the dip on Justin Thomas to start at 25-1. It feels like you're actually getting a discount on Thomas off a miscut at Oakmont, but that course just punished his inaccuracy off the tee. And something interesting I found with Thomas, because we think of him as this big hitter and carries a lot of distance with his driver, he actually leads the field in strokes gained on courses under 7,200 yards, dating all the way back to 2022. You have to go back to 2021 to find the first time he's not first in that category. A pair of top 10s in his last two visits to TPC River Highlands. We know he already has a win at Harbortown this year. That's another Pete Dye design. So hopefully there's some correlation there. For the 2025 season, second in the field in birdies or better game. I won't let anyone guess who the first guy is. That's Scottie Scheffler, obviously. But I think you can buy low on Thomas. He didn't have to play those brutal conditions on Saturday and Sunday at Oakmont. I think he arrives at this field fresh. So 25-1 is good enough for me on Justin Thomas. Plus 200 for a top 10 finish as well.
Love it. I'm with you on JT this week. I'm about to give out some of the guys that I like. JT at the top of the list. What about some long shots, Nick? Obviously, we just had one at Oakmont with JJ Spahn. I still can't believe he won the U.S. Open, and congrats to anybody who cashed that. It's unbelievable that he won it. But he was a big long shot last week. Nick, because, again, this is such a shorter course, it really does bring a lot of people into play, and it feels like anybody who gets hot with the putter, like you're saying, has a chance to win this week. Any long shots you have your eye on?
Yeah, I'll make another donation on Daniel Berger at 50-1, because really the problem with Berger this year has been the putter. He's actually been really good with his ball striking. Eighth in strokes gained off the tee, 15th in the field in strokes gained approach for the entirety of 2025. But the issue with Berger for the entire season, 67th in strokes gained putting, 70th between 5 and 10 feet. I mean, those are the ranges you need to make a lot of birdies. But some optimism with Berger. For the first time since the Masters, he gained with the putter at Oakmont. Now, maybe it's just as simple as Berger does better when you give him fast greens to work with, but I'm going to give a little bit of benefit of the doubt that Berger could maybe translate that to a TPC River Highlands venue where he has a runner-up finish and two top five finishes in his career. He's 10th in proximity between 150 and 175 yards, 6th in the field between 100 and 125 yards. That tells me the wedges are working. If the putter putter can just be, it doesn't have to, he doesn't have to gain six strokes putting. He just has to be good enough that his ball striking can lead the way. So 50 to 1 on Daniel Berger, plus 140 for a top 20. And then give me Akshay Bhatia at 66 to 1. The weird thing with Bhatia, he has spiked on approach recently. He gained 6.5 with the irons at Memorial, and he gained over 6 strokes approach at another event, at Harbortown, actually, another Dye Design. So the weird thing is he's one of the best putters on tour this season, 5th in strokes gained putting in this field. He just hasn't really been able to align the hot irons and the hot putter at a week, but he was tied for 3rd at the Players' Championship earlier this year, 5th at River Highlands here last year. And for a guy that I just need him to have a week where he spikes with both, and I think he could contend with his elite wedge play and a hot putter. So Bhatia 66 to 1 plus 200 for a top 20 finish. That's going to round out my card for the Travelers.
Beautiful. A lot of good stuff there. Nick, before I let you go, we got one major left on the schedule. That is the Open Championship out at Royal Portrush. Have you clicked the submit button on anybody yet to win out there?
I have a ticket on John Rahm. I think it's around 15 or 16 to 1. And then obviously 100 to 1 on Sepp Straka that I made earlier this year. It's down to 66 to 1. The trends say he has no chance of winning, but the trends also said JJ Spahn had no chance of winning. So I'm holding out hope on that. A few other guys I was considering after the U.S. Open, Victor Hovland and Robert McIntyre, but those guys are 22 to 1. It feels gross clicking the bet on those guys, but it does feel right. At least the trends say they have a good chance of winning at Royal Portrush because they've both had previous Open success and contended at an earlier major this season. So tempted on those guys, but the number was so bad that I don't think I can get there on either one. So it's looking like Rahm and Straka are going to be my bowl. It's at Royal Portrush next month.
There you go. Nick Kenyon, always giving you great stuff. Give him a follow on X at Nick Kenyon, BetMGM senior writer. Nick, always appreciate the time, my friend. Good luck to you this week. We'll talk again next week.
Appreciate you, PJ. Best of luck this week.
Yes, sir. You as well. All right, guys, let's continue talking about the Travelers Championship at TPC River Highlands. Going to echo everything Nick said. The two biggest things I'm looking for this week, wedge play and putting. That's really what it is all about. It's the third shortest course that they play year-round on the PGA Tour. Keep in mind, this is a signature event, right? 72 players in the field, and there's no cut. So you want guys that are going to be steady for all 4 days. You don't want guys that get off to a hot start and then tend to falter on Saturday and Sunday. No cut. These guys are going to be playing all 4 days, and it is a birdie fest, as Nick was saying. I mean, this course, because it's so small and because of the modern golfer and the modern technology, I mean, a lot of these guys are just bombing it down the fairway and giving themselves 100, 120 yards into some of these greens. But this is what makes the course tough, right? Because a lot of times, what separates the great golfers from the good golfers is the short game, is the wedge play. Nowadays, most of these guys can bomb at 300 yards, but who are going to be the guys that get it within 5 feet from 130 yards and who are making their putts? That's going to be the key this week. Justin Thomas is the guy for me. I totally agree with Nick. If we're ever on a course where driver isn't a premium, I'm going to take Justin Thomas because he's just about good with everything else. He's a great iron player. He's a great wedge player, and he's a great putter as well. If you're looking right now on the PGA Tour for the golfer who's got the best mix of wedge play and putting, it's Justin Thomas by far. So I'm looking at him at 25 to 1. I'm going right back to the well with Sam Burns at 30 to 1. Now, I'm a little nervous about Burns because he's been in contention the last 2 weeks at the RBC Canadian Open and obviously at the U.S. Open, having the lead going into the final round. You wonder how much of a toll that's taking on Burns, but with the way he's playing right now, he's number one in strokes game putting, and his wedges and irons have been so good. If mentally he's strong enough to come back for another week, he should be right in contention again. So I'll look at Sam Burns at 30 to 1. Sepp Straka, Nick's taking him at the Open. I'm going to take him this week at the Travelers because Sepp is on another course that should really suit him well with how well he's putting this season, how good his iron play has been. Whenever you're at a Pete Dye golf course, it's all about ball striking. It's all about accuracy, proximity to the pin. That's what Sepp Straka does well, so we'll take him at 30 to 1. And then how about Russell Henley? I feel like I bet this guy every other week. But again, another great course where it's perfect for him because he doesn't have to be long off the tee. He's so accurate. He's a great putter with a good short game, and he's got good history here at River Highlands. So I'll look at Russell Henley as well, 33-1. And if you guys want an absurd, insane long shot, let's take a look at Lucas Glover, 175-1. Top 10 with the wedges this year on the PGA Tour. Hasn't been good with the putting, but if we can just get one insane round out of Lucas Glover where he's killing it with the flat stick, his wedge game, and obviously being one of the older guys in the field this week, he should give himself a chance. And at 175-1, I think that's a silly price with how good his wedges have been. So I'd look at Lucas Glover. All right, real quick, a promo at BetMGM. We are giving you a chance to win a bonus bet. All you have to do is go on X and follow us at the BetMGM Network and follow at BetMGM. Make sure you tag a friend as well. Make sure you take advantage of that from our friends at BetMGM. All right, guys, wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. I'm going streaking today with Jose Altuve, who's 9-for-22 in his career against JP Sears. Righty-lefty matchup. Altuve's seen him a bunch, and he's really done well against Sears. So Altuve will be our guy in going streaking. Prop lock is going to be Stort Skinner over 25.5 saves. My dog of the day is going to be the Oilers at plus 130 on the money line. And my best bet is going to be the Oilers to win the series at plus 280. Again, I think they're all kind of correlated. If you like the Oilers tonight, you better like Stort Skinner to have a good game in net. And if the Oilers win tonight, I think they win in game 7 as well. So I'm taking all three of those plays tonight. Let's go Oilers. Hopefully get the job done. Thanks again to Mark Willard, Nick Kenyon for joining us today on the show. We will see you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.